Parshas Re'eh. We are approaching Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Bali Musar used to comment that even the fish in the Vasa, the fish in the water, begin to dread the onset of Chodesh Elul, the Chodesh that's miyud for tshuva. The Rambam, Kayadua, devotes several prokim in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva to the concept of Bechira Chofshis. Free will. Baruch Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam has given us all free will to make choices, to make hopefully good choices, to come back to Hashem Yisbarach. So here in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, we are confronted with choices. The idea of Bechira Chofshis is mentioned very clearly. The Torah gives us the opportunity to choose either bracha, which hopefully all of us will choose, or chas v'shalom, the antithesis. Here the Torah articulates the doctrine of Bechira Chofshis, free will. This doctrine is essential, is fundamental for Chodesh Elul. And the Rambam clearly inserted this in Hilchos Tshuva because it's a cardinal tenet of our emunah. Bechira Chofshis is a sine qua non for tshuva. Atznai kodem l'maise. Here at the outset of Chodesh Elul in Parshas Re'eh, the concept of Bechira Chofshis is presented to us by the Torah with a gamut of proactive activities that will underscore the idea of Ani L'Doydi V'Doydi Li, which of course is cited by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, by the Chayadon, the Mishnah Brura. Ani L'Doydi V'Doydi Li, Rosh Tevos Elul. And we see this kind of proactivity in Parshas Re'eh. The proactivity in terms of entering Eretz Yisrael, the proactivity in terms of the obligation to uproot idolatry. Abe ta'abdun es kolam komos asher abdu sham hagoyim. The mitzvah l'shari shachareha, to uproot avodah zarah. The proactive element of seeking out Hashem Yisbarach through the medium of karbonos and maisvos, all in Parshas Re'eh. As well as listening to the Divrei HaNeviim, acknowledging our unique status as Boni Matem Lashem Elokeichem. We are the children of Hashem Yisbarach. And on, fulfilling the mitzvahs Hatzuyas Baretz, of Shemitah, observing the Shalosh Regalim with all their agricultural consequences, Pesach, in Chodesh Aviv, Shavuos, the Zman of the Chag HaKotzir, Sukkos, the Chag HaOsif, implementing Aliyah the Regel. All the aforementioned components, elements that are found in Parshas Re'eh are golden opportunities that Hashem Yisbarach has given us to energize and to activate the modus operandi of Ani L'Doydi. Let us engage in proactivity and try our best to come closer to Hashem Yisbarach, and with Siyata D'Shemaya, we'll hopefully be the recipients of, if we begin with Ani L'Doydi, we initiate the overture, then Dodi Li, the Hashem Yisbarach, will respond with a Shefa Bracha, with a Surah Shashchina. Say Chazal, Pischuli Pesach, Ke Pischo Shel Machad, Ke Chudo Shel Machad. You just have to open up a Pesach, a very tiny, small chink, hole. Vani Eftach Lachem, Ke Pischo Shel Ulam, and the Ibn Shom says, I'll respond expansively. The language of the Torah in Parshas Re'eh, and in general in Sefer Devarim, is very much focused on Eretz Yisrael. It revolves on Eretz Yisrael, or around Eretz Yisrael, as the epicenter. In Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavtes, the Torah tells us, V'hoyo ki yivyachu Hashem el Haaretz, Asher atov o'shom el Rishto. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, which is the ultimate Yerusha that Hashem has bequeathed us. V'nasate es ha-brocha al har-grizim v'es ha-klol al har-evol. Hashem will place the bracha on har-grizim, the klol on har-evol. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Torah says, Ki atem rovim es ha-yardein, when you cross the yardein, lavo l'resh es es-aretz, v'vishtem osa v'shaftem bo. Hopefully you will acquire it. U'shmartem lasos es kol ha-chukim es ha-mishpotim. You'll carry out the Dvar Hashem faithfully. In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Eile ha-chukim mi-ha-mishpotim asher tishmur la'asos. These are the statutes and mishpotim that you're obligated to commit yourself to. Ba'aretz asher nosen Hashem elokei avosecha l'chol rishta. Again, the stress on Eretz Yisrael. In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav. Va'avartim es ha-yardein. You're going to cross the yardein. Vishaftim ba'aretz, ve'iniach lochem mikol oyveichem misovi vishaftim betach. Hashem will give you security in Eretz Yisrael. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Bahaya amokam hashivcha Hashem elokeichem mikol shivteichem lasum et shmo shom. This is the area, the shetach, that was chosen by Hashem Yisbarach, dafka Eretz Yisrael. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof. Ki yarchiv Hashem elokecha es gevulcha. Hashem is going to expand our boundaries. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Tes. Ki yachris Hashem elokecha es agoyim asher atov v'shom el haresh es osam mipanecha. Again, the Ribbono Shel Olam will eliminate the goyim, the denizens of Eretz Yisrael, and enable us to yarshin, to inherit Eretz Yisrael. Perek Yudal Pasuk Beis. Kiyam kodoshato l'Hashem elokecha. We are a nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested, endowed us with Kedusha. U'becha b'char Hashem. Hashem dafka chose us. Mikol ha'amim. Asher al pnei adama. So the focus and thrust of the entire Pasha in Re'eh all relate to our being ensconced in Eretz Yisrael, acting proactively, acting positively to ensure our continuity dafka in Eretz Yisrael. In brief, in Pasha today we have a major shift from the Anila Dodi of Pashas Dvorim, Bo'eschanan. There you have the Ribbono Shel Olam, rather I should say, Dodi Li of Pashas Dvorim, Bo'eschanan. And now we have Anila Dodi, our ability to respond to all the overtures of Hashem Yisbarach. In Dvarim we have a review, Mishnah Torah, of that which happened in the Midbar. V'eschanan Maimon HaSinai, Ribbono Shel Olam appears to us, all this is Dodi Li. And now in Re'eh we have a chance to respond, hopefully, in a positive way to the overtures of Hashem Yisbarach. And this is amply and greatly described by all the aforementioned parshios I referred to, but foreshadowed here in the parshios Re'eh with a very famous preamble. And here the Torah says, L'shichno sidrishu uvasa shoma. There's an obligation to seek out the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. In short, ani l'dodi. Hashem has given us a cornucopia of His largesse, of His beneficence, ample chesed, and we are duty-bound to respond. This constant dialectical interplay, which is very discernible in, as I said, the first few parshios of Dvarim, Dodi Li, and now we have in Re'eh, our response, Anila Dodi, is essentially embedded in a very beautiful pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, where the Torah says, Shalosh pam bashona, Yehweh kol schurchas p'nei Hashem elokecha, three times a year, the obligation to make Aliyah L'Regel, to come to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and Chazal tell us there are two ways to read the Pasuk. Shalosh Pam Bashona, as decree, the text of the Pasuk reads, Yeroya Kol Zchurcha. The Chazal tell us there is another reading, namely, not just a reading of Yeroya, the Nifal, the passive, but Kishem Shabbalirois, Kach Bolei Ros. We come to be seen by Hashem Yisbarach, and we come to see as well. There is a double element that's found over here. Namely, on the one hand, we are passive. On the other hand, we are active. And the same theme is found in the aftermath of the Akedah with Avraham Avinu, where there the Torah says in Sefer Bereishis, Vayikra Shem Amokam Ahu Hashem Yireh, Asher Yomer Ayom Bahar Hashem Yireh. So Yireh reflects the initiative that is taken by Klal Yisrael, the initiative of Anila Dodi. Yireh, where we are passive, there, of course, the overture, the initiative, is taken by Hashem Yisbarach, namely a reflection of Dodi Li. In a similar vein, we encounter the same dual theme in Parshas Kisavo. Inherent in the Parsha of Bikurim, which is the very outset of Kisavo, V'hoyo Kisavo la'aretz, the farmer comes to Eretz Yisrael, makes the long trek to Yerushalayim with his Bikurim, and recounts the Parsha of Arami Ravi Avi, underscoring what Hashem Yisbarach did for us. Essentially, it's a praise of the history of Klal Yisrael. From the days of Arami Ravi Avi, Vayered Mitzrayim, Vayogar Shamim Seimot, Vayisham the Goy Gadol Atzim Barav, Vayereu Osan HaMitzim Vayanuno, we were subjected to Avodas Perach Mitzrayim, but Hashem Yisbarach took us out, Vayotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim, Vayor Chazokav Zuran Netuya, and ultimately, he brought us to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that is Dodi Li, writ large. And of course, our response, which is the ideal response, should be a recognition, an acknowledgement, the Hakaras HaTov, as all the Rishonim say, the Parsha of Bikurim is based on, the Atoh Hineh Vesies Reishis Pri Adom HaShenosat Li Hashem. I'm now bringing you, Hashem Yisbarach, my first fruit. And Vidui Meiser, the Torah records, when I overtly profess my allegiance to Hashem Yisbarach, I have fulfilled, I've implemented all my obligations. Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, V'gam Misati LaLevi, LaGer, LaYosem, LaAlmono, K'chol Mitzvosecho Asher Tzivisoni. I've carried out all my commitments, all my obligations. Lo Avarti Mi Mitzvosecho, V'lo Shechochti. I've not forgotten anything. Clearly, here we have Anila Dodi writ large. And in response, again, there's a constant back and forth. Ribbono Shel Olam responds, and this is what we ask him. Hashkifa mimon kodshecha min hashamayim. Ribbono Shel Olam, look down from heaven. Uvarech esamcha es Yisrael v'esa adom asher nasata lanu. Give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. This same dialectic of Dodi Li v'Anilo, Anila Dodi v'Dodi Li, is also alluded to in another double expression of the Torah in Parshas Kisavo. There the Torah says, Hayom azeh, Hashem elokecha mitzav v'chol ha'asos, es ha'chukim ha'ela v'es ha'mishpotim. Hashem has commanded us to carry out the chukim and mishpatim. And then we have the following very beautiful pasuk. Es Hashem he'emarto hayom lios l'chol elokim l'leches bidrochav. Hashem he'emarto. And then a bit later. Vashem he'emircho hayom lios lo liam sigula mikolo amim asher al pnei adama. So we have here both again the dialectic, the dual approaches, namely, Anila Dodi. We are committed to Hashem Yisbarach. And as a result, Hashem Yisbarach has bestowed upon us the privilege of being the Yam Segula. So again, this double formula, Yireh Yireh, He'emarto He'emircha, reflects the profound and passionate romance between Hashem Yisbarach and Klal Yisrael. Of course, as we all know, Shir HaShirim is the embodiment, personification of that deep love that Hashem has. As Chazal comment, the Mishnah Maseches Yadayim, Kol HaShirim Kodesh, V'Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kadoshim. There is no Pshuto Shomikra in Shir HaShirim, but rather, as the Rambam describes in Hilchos Tshuva, the last parak, Halacha Gimel, describing Shir HaShirim, essentially, Shir HaShirim is Avas Hashem. It encapsulates unadulterated Abba. The Ketzad Hi Abba Haruya, says the Rambam, what is the ideal Abba? Sheyu Avas Hashem, Abba Gedela, Yisera Ba'aza. A person should love Hashem is Barak profoundly, deeply. Kilo Chayle Chayle Abba, as if he's lovesick. Shein Daita Penuya Me'Avas Eisa Isha. He's focused on that woman. He's completely devoted to her. The whole Shir HaShirim, says the Rambam, Moshul Linyan Zeh. Essentially, Shir HaShirim is the epitome, according to the Rambam, of an allegory representing the quintessential dual Abba of Ish V'Isha, of Kutcher Brichu, and Klal Yisrael. As I mentioned, there's no question that this theme of coming close to Hashem Yisbarach, which essentially is what Chodesh Elul is all about, is very much embedded in the Pasuk in Re'eh, where the Torah says, L'shichno sidrushu uvasa shama. You have to seek out Hashem Yisbarach. This term is a striking term. Some connect this term, L'shichno sidrushu, to the Pasuk in Bereishis, where Rivka came to daven to Hashem Yisbarach, V'atelech lidrosh es Hashem. Well, the Pasuk in Yisro, uttered by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki yavo elai ha'am lidro shelokim. There's a concept of drisha, of seeking out Hashem Yisbarach. And those, essentially, l'shichno sidrashu is the order of the day, is the theme of the day. The Navi Yoshe already tells us, Dirshu Hashem bihi matzo kro'u bi'oso karov. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that refers to Afka, to this Kufa, this period of time. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Medrash describes, in Chodesh Elul is Melech Basodeh. Normally a king is Melech Elyon. A king is Atar Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh. Not so readily accessible. Mufrash, Muvdal, transcendent, removed, ineffable. But Afka Chodesh Elul, he comes down from his lofty perch, Dirshu Hashem b'imotzo krou b'yosu karov. Seek him out. Come close to him. And as we approach Chodesh Elul, and in Chodesh Elul we have the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and ultimately Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, closer and closer and closer. And this is all embedded in one pasuk here in Re'eh. L'shichno sidvishu uvasa shama. And here we have a halacha as well. That's very significant. The Gemara says, "V'spalu elecha derech artzam." The Rambam in Perek Zalu Hilchos Tfilo, Halacha Gimel, formulates this halacha as well. Ha'yayimid b'chutz laretz. If someone is outside of Eretz Yisrael during this man of Tfilo, machzir panav nochach Eretz Yisrael. He turns towards Eretz Yisrael. U'mispalu. That's what he should daven. Ha'yayimid ba'aretz. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, mechaved his panav k'neged Yerushalayim. He faces Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Ha'yoyim b'Yerushalayim mechabin panav k'neged HaMikdash. If he's in Yerushalayim, he faces the Mokam HaMikdash. All this is embedded in the Pasuk L'shichno sidrashu uvasa shama. And the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Chesfil Halacha Aleph, V'akol yu mispalim neichach HaMikdash v'chol Mokam Sheyia. Wherever a person is, on the globus, he has to face in the direction of the Mokam HaMikdash. This was the Masorah of the great, great Gdolei Yisrael, Manhigi Yisrael, from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to Ezra. I heard from Rav Soloveitchik a number of times that from this Rambam would appear, not only is Tzvila itself a Chiyuv D'Oraisa, but the Shittas Rambam is the Halacha of facing the Mokam HaMikdash is also a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. What's the source for this? And the answer is the Mokam is this Pasuk. L'shichno sidrashu uvasa shama. And the Ramban, in the most majestic way, on that Pasuk, provides a wonderful explanation for this term, L'shichno sidrashu. Says the Ramban, B'tam L'shichno sidrashu, shetelchu me'eretz marachakim, You're going to come from distant places. Vinishalu, vitishalu, and you're going to ask, Ana derech Beis Hashem. Where's the road leading to the Beis Hashem? Vitomru isha ve'eyu, and one person is going to say to another, Lechu v'nale el har Hashem el Beis Elokei Yaakov. Let us ascend the har Hashem. Let's go to the house of Elokei Yaakov. And the Ramban then cites a Sifrei, Tidbishu, Dvosh al Pi Navi. How do you know where that place is? And the answer is, through a Navi, through prophecy. Yochel Tamtin at Sheyom Elokei Navi. I might think you're supposed to wait till the Navi tells us when and where to build it. Tamalei Melashichlo Sidbishu, Uvas Hashem, Drosh, Umitza, V'achagach Yom Elokei Navi. Seek it out. Seek out the Shechina. Come closer and closer. And then the prophet, the Navi, will confirm whether your choice was correct or not. It says the Ramban, we find reference to David HaMelech as well. What is the import of the words of the Ramban? The Ramban has formulated a fundamental principle of Yahadus. The Shikhno Sidushu means, don't wait for Hashem to show you the place. Look for it yourself. Search it out. And the Sifri says, you inquire, you search, and the Nabi will come and confirm the correct site. The Ramban refers to the episode of David HaMelech. Chazal tell us that David u'Beis Dino, they try to pinpoint the site of the Beis HaMikdash. They finally arrived at the decision that the intended place was Har Moriah, and the Nabi God only confirmed the decision of David HaMelech after he himself had studied the Psukim in Tanakh, the geography of Eretz Yisrael, and arrived at an independent decision. That's the meaning of the Shichno Sidrashu, and the reference by the Ramban to the Sifrei. In other words, not only is the construction of the Beis HaMikdash important, but the search for the place is equally important. That's part of the mitzvah of building the Mikdash, the concept of searching for the Shechina. It perhaps extends also to Bias Mikdash. Not only is there a din of Riyas Ponim Ba'azara, as the first Mishnah Chagiga writes, the mitzvah to appear in the Azara, but even going to the Mikdash is also a mitzvah. And those searching for Kedusha constitutes a Kiyama mitzvah. And that's where the Pasuk says, L'shichno Sidbishu Uvas Hashama. There are two mitzvahs. One is the search, and the second is coming to the site. And that explains as well the Pasuk in Sefer Micha, where the Navi says, V'hoyo b'achris ha-yomim, at the end of days, Yiyah ha-beis Hashem nochon b'rosh ha-horim, the mountain of the house of Hashem is going to be established. V'nisahu migvos is going to be exalted above the hills. V'noru evav amim, and many nations are going to stream to the Makom HaMikdash. V'olchu goyim rabim v'yomru, many goyim will come and say, L'chu v'nale el har Hashem el beis Elokei Yaakov, v'yoreinu midrachav, v'nelcha b'yarchosav, ki mitzion teitzei seira, u'dvar Hashem v'hu shaloyim. Let's go up to the mountain of Hashem, to the house of Hashem. He'll teach us His ways. We'll walk in His path. And that was essentially Drisha, the search for Tzion, is part of the mitzvah. And this not only applies to the Beis HaMikdash, but also applies to a Beis Medrash, or to a Shul, to a Beis Knesses. The Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, Arba Midos Behoche Beis HaMedrash. There are four types of people who go to the house of study, to a Beis Medrash. Hoylech Veina Isa. One of them, he goes and doesn't learn. And yet, the Mishnah says, Schar Halicha B'yado. Even though he just is involved in Halicha, but not involved in Asiyah, he's not involved in the actual learning when he comes there, he gets Schar Halicha. He gets a reward for going. So the question, of course, is, if he didn't study, why should he be rewarded? Why should he be rewarded for coming to the Beis HaMedrash? And the answer is, the Halicha is also an integral part of the mitzvah. It falls under the category of Rashi in Brachos. Rashi comments, Agra de Pirka Riata. The schar, says Rashi, for coming to the shir, is the ritza, the eagerness, the enthusiasm, the excitement of being able to go to a shir and hearing the Dvar Hashem going to a shiur is an experience of connecting to Hashem Yisbarach, who will sidbak. The ideal dveikus is dveikus al yidei limud haTorah. That connects us to Hashem Yisbarach. That brings about Hashuas Hashchina. That's what Rashi comments in Brachas. Says Rashi, Igra de Pirka, Igor Kibul Schar HaBrios, Haratzim L'Shmaya Drasha Mipi Chacham. They're running to hear the Drasha of the Rav. They're running to hear the Drasha of the Rosh Hashiva. They're running to hear the Shir of the Magid Shir. They're running to hear the exciting Hartzah that's going to take place. And what is the Schar, says Rashi? Schar HaMerutza. The Schar is for the actual Halicha, the running to the Shir. Most of them don't necessarily have the wherewithal to understand what is happening. And yet, they're going to get tremendous schar just for the act of coming. Fascinating that Mefarshim pointed out there's a mitzvah to bring Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. So often one cannot carry the bales of tevuah. It's heavy and difficult, so one is allowed to go ahead and exchange it for money and bring the money to Yerushalayim and there purchase food items one is going to eat in Yerushalayim, b'kedushas Maaseh Sheni. So the pasuk says, v'tzarato hakesef biyadcha. Literally, you'll tie up the money in a bundle. But Chazal say, and Mefarshim point out, Kesev miloshon kisufin, that kesev bespeaks a desire, a very strong desire to connect with Yerushalayim, to connect with Eretz Yisrael in the kind of similar fashion that we have waiting for Mashiach. Achakelo b'chol yom sheyavo. We're waiting for Mashiach to come. We're anticipating his coming with excitement, with enthusiasm. So even though you're coming from, as the Torah says, derech rechoka, from a distance, but still, just by virtue of the fact that we're involved in this halicha, so that halicha is one that brings us closer to Hashem Yisbarach, and this is exactly what Parshas Re'eh is all about. Parshas Re'eh opens up with a discussion of Bechira Chavshis, a free will. We're now given in Chodesh Elul the opportunity to change direction. The Kotzke Rebbe, Racham Nachum Mendel Mikotz, asked his chassidim, how far is east from west? And they answered, Olam Umloyo. Wow, the distance cannot be traversed. It's not possible. And the pasuk says, Kirchoig Mizrach Mimarov, Hirchik Mimenu Espshainu. As far as east is from west, that's the distance that our pshayim, our transgressions have created, have driven a wedge between us and Hashem Yisbarach, and there's now a distance that's seemingly a gulf that's well nigh impossible to bridge. But the Kotzker answered, you're incorrect. Mein Teil Kinder, you simply have to turn and face the other direction. So even though you are, Rachman Litzlan, perhaps involved in transgression and chet, and you feel it's not possible to turn the other way. No, simply turn the other direction. You're already facing a different direction. And that is already a good start. That's a step forward. That's the Bechira Chavshit the Torah is describing. That's the Shichna Sidrishu. That's the Halicha going towards the Mokam HaMikdash. So Halavai, the Chodesh Elul, we will have a forward trajectory, a change of direction, and we will begin to once again rekindle that Nitzayt Shel Kedusha that's embedded in all of us, and it will hopefully, in Yetz Hashem, be lit, become a flame, a bonfire of Dveikus and Hashem Yisbarach. And certainly the Rebbeinu Shlomo will see that as our response to his Dodi Li, we will be Anila Dodi and Halavai, the words of the Navi will once again be fulfilled. The Baruch Hashem will give us all a year of Hatzlacha and Bracha and Parnasa and good health. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach will be Zeiche once again, Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem, Omein V'Omein.